You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Breaking up is hard to do, according to a song by Neil Sedaka, and we didn't start to do it until the 20th century.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
So I think before we get into any of this, we've just got to hear a bit of this Neil Sedaka song, just so everybody knows what we're talking about here.
Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me.
Oh, what a good way to start a Sunday morning.
Yeah, nothing like a breakup song to get the blood going.
And we're going to use this as an excuse to talk about break up as a verb. This verb started with its physical meaning, as we can imagine, of actually physically breaking things up, like ice or stone or something like that, to break into many parts. And from there, the verb starts to refer to dissolving or disbanding something. So you can see the extension. This happens by the 15th century, where you could, for example, break up a household, or you could break up a fight, which is, of course, very familiar to us now. Now, by the 1800s, this phrasal verb, break up, had taken on another meaning, which was to upset or disturb, to excite or to make laugh. And I have to say, when I first read this, I thought, I don't think I can use that verb that way. I certainly can't use it to mean to make laugh. An example from the Oxford English Dictionary was, cause the audience to break up with laughter.
That makes me think of crack up, but I don't think I could say break up when talking about laughter.
Completely agree. But then I realized that I actually can use break up in the sense of upset or disturb.
Oh, yeah. She was all broken up about her favorite show being canceled.
Exactly. That meaning of upset. Now, this newer meaning of ending a romantic relationship is a 20th century phenomenon, from what we can tell. The editors of the Oxford English Dictionary didn't even add the entry until 2008, and they date it back right now to 1912 in this sense of to break up with someone or to break up mutually. Because, of course, someone can break up with someone else, but two people can also just break up mutually.
Yeah, that is the preferred way to break up.
Now, in terms of this act of, well, I'm going to say breaking up with someone, we have other physical acts like dump. Now, dump, one person has to dump another person. You can't mutually dump. You can't say they dumped. That doesn't work. Break off, as in terms of breaking off a relationship, is much older in the language. We've been using that for a long time. Now, as I looked at other synonyms for this act of ending a romantic relationship, I came across a great one in the Dictionary of American Regional English, and the phrase is, give him the mitten. And it is usually a woman to a man, which is why give him the mitten goes back to the mid-1800s, and it means to reject a suitor, to give him the mitten.
Okay, I'm not quite following how we get from rejection to a mitten.
And it's not entirely clear. There are a few theories out there. Michael Quinion writes about this on the blog Worldwide Words. He finds the most persuasive that this may go back to a French tradition of sending a suitor mittens in order to reject the proposal. And the idea here seems to be that there were some traditions where, as part of a deal, you would give someone gloves or mittens, and then if they rejected the deal, they would give you back the gloves or mittens. But this is still used by some speakers. For some, it's archaic, but to give them the mitten.
Well, mittens are no mittens. Neil said it best. Breaking up is hard to do. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.